Route 441 is a main artery in western North Carolina. However, a crack in the road on Cowie Mountain in Jackson County has slowed traffic since late February. Nathan Tanner is the Department of Transportation resident engineer for three counties of western North Carolina. He explains why they decided to redirect traffic down to two lanes.
There's so much traffic on that road, and it's a primary route, so we just kind of wanted to monitor the crack and make sure that the asphalt pavement wasn't unsafe for people to drive on. And not because we were worried that the slope was going to give way at any minute, but because as those lanes, the asphalt pavement starts to shift, there could be unsafe drop-offs for motorcycles and stuff like that.
Originally, the goal was to keep the road open normally for as long as possible, since over 14,000 travel on this section each day. Multiple smaller cracks appeared on other roads around the same time, says Tanner. Often the mountains will stabilize themselves over time. This one didn't.
It doesn't happen often at all. It's just a record amount of rainfall this year. When you get that much rain consistently for as long as we have, you know, the material will give way.
After monitoring the mountain, geotechnical engineers informed DOT that the road needed significant repairs. The project was transferred from maintenance to a full repair project.
Originally, we were just monitoring the slope. They have what's called an inclinometer. It's a device that measures how much the slope moves over a given period of time. So as it rains, you know, they were coming out.
Work has already begun to improve a drainage ditch along the road. The price tag for it is $1.9 million, says Tanner. They're waiting for additional federal funds to repair the rest of the road.
And it's a two-phase design in that the soil no anchors are more of a temporary solution to stabilize the road, get the travel lanes back open to the public as quick as we can, fix the asphalt that's, you know, busted up and cracked there. And then the horizontal drains will provide that more long-term permanent solution to the failure.
Tanner says that in about 2 weeks, their team will have an official plan to stabilize the mountainside. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.